This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Congressional lawmakers were hoping to get an 11th hour virus relief package across the finish line as COVID infections and deaths soar, the economy loses steam, and Americans grow weary of waiting any longer for more help. Lawmakers were facing a midnight deadline last night when short-term government funding runs out to pass some $900 billion in virus relief as part of a long-term spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
After all these months, struggling Americans don't just need action. They need action fast.
Assistant Democratic Leader and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin helped craft a bipartisan virus package forming the basis of any final House-Senate deal.
Extending unemployment insurance benefits with $300 a week federal supplement, $300 billion for business loans for those that are struggling to survive, an additional $13 billion for the food stamp program, now known as SNAP, $13 billion for our farmers, $25 billion for emergency rental assistance to avoid evictions, $34 billion to hospitals, clinics, a portion of that set aside for rural hospitals, $16 billion for testing and tracing and the logistics of delivering the vaccine across America, $10 billion for broadband,
which is key for rural students, businesses, and telemedicine, plus renewed checks for individuals and more for both daycare and schools. All of that is needed and urgently, according to American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore.
Well, it's pretty clear that the pandemic is not slowing down. It appears to be accelerating, certainly in this country. And certainly need that support that comes out of assistance packages we've had earlier this year. And so getting this one done and hopefully getting 2020 wrapped up on a high note relative to the assistance that folks need is certainly important.
Unresolved and likely left for next year and a Biden administration is any further work on contentious liability protection for meatpackers and other businesses, as well as aid to cities and states. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and a bipartisan group of three other senators introduced a bill called the Charitable Conservation Easement Program Integrity Act. The goal of the legislation is to stop the abuse of conservation easements, save taxpayers billions of dollars, and promote conservation in the U.S. The Conservation Easement Program is an important tool for protecting and preserving our environment, Grassley said. Bad faith scammers have taken advantage of the program through abusive schemes at the expense of the American taxpayer. Grassley investigated the growing number of scams and says they won't stop without legislative action. I'm glad to join Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Ron Wyden of Oregon, along with fellow Republican Steve Daines of Montana, in introducing this bill that would stop these scams from undermining the good work of farmers, ranchers, and conservationists, Grassley adds. Despite increased enforcement from the Internal Revenue Service, recent IRS data shows the total amount of deductions claimed through these tax shelters increased from $6.8 billion in 2017 to $9.2 billion in 2018. The bill preserves an important charitable deduction for people who have true charity and conservation in mind, including for farm families and ranch families. Now moving on to State of Illinois Ag News for your Friday. According to the Livestock Management Facilities Act, livestock facilities in Illinois that house more than 300 animal units are required to have at least one certified livestock manager. The certificate is administered by the Illinois Department of Agriculture and is valid for 3 years. University of Illinois Extension provides the educational support and houses the new online certification. 2021 will mark the 25th anniversary of the Certified Livestock Managers Training Program. Approximately 1,000 livestock producers have participated in each of the 8 3-year cycles. Now, managers have a convenient online opportunity to complete the certification. In addition, 4 virtual live webinars will be held, which will provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. Online training should be considered the first preferred option for everyone, according to Jay Solomon, Extension Educator. Producers take online training that consists of 9 lessons. The online training has been updated for 2021 to resemble face-to-face workshops more closely. It is available anytime and at your own pace. Producers with less than 1,000 animal units will work through the lessons only. Having more than 1,000 animal units requires completing the lessons and passing an online test. Until December 1st of next year, livestock producers with more than 1,000 animal units can take the online test in lieu of the Illinois Department of Agriculture's paper-based test. One may access the online training online at go.illinois.edu/CLMT for a cost of $40. Any questions relating to the online program can be directed to the U of I Extension at 217-300-2644. Those wishing for a live webinar experience, there's four options available come next year. Those are on Wednesday, January 20th, Friday, January 29th, Tuesday, February 9th, and Thursday, March 4th. Every webinar on those days begins at 9 a.m. After the webinar, those with over 1,000 animal units will be required to log in and take the 40-question online test in lieu of the Illinois Department of Ag's paper-based test. Pre-registration is required, that again, $40, and you can go online to go.illinois.edu/CLMT to register. For questions with registration, contact the U of I Extension at 815-858-2273. Moving on to local ag news here for a Friday, Holly Bauman of Pena was recognized 2 weeks ago on Friday, December 4th, at the Illinois Leadership Council for Agricultural Education meeting as the District 3 Agriculture Advocacy Award winner. She is the Agriculture Program Specialist at Lincoln Land Community College and earned this honor for service to the Illinois Agriculture Education over the past year. At LLCC, Bauman works with high school students to introduce them to the many career options in agriculture. She also provides agriculture education both in and outside of the classroom. Bauman joined LLCC in 2018. She came to the college with experience in teaching high school agriculture at Pena and serving as the agronomy training coordinator for Effingham Equity. She also has a bachelor's degree in ag education from the U of I at Urbana-Champaign. Lincoln Land offers a transfer degree in agriculture along with occupational degrees and certificates in agribusiness, precision agronomy, fertilizer, and horticulture. Registration is open for the spring semester, which begins on January 9th. More information is available online at llcc.edu/agriculture. A rash of burglaries of catalytic converters have been happening across the area, especially in the Litchfield area, also here in Montgomery and even Macoupin County. To speak more on the issue and where these incidents are happening, we'll join Litchfield Police Chief Kenny Riker, who explains these incidents aren't just happening on the farm, but also in the city limits of Litchfield.
Actually, we've seen that occur in both areas. It's been more recent within our jurisdiction and within our city limits, but there are surrounding counties and our own have seen an increase in the thefts of catalytic converters, especially off larger vehicles, here in the last few months.
Chief Riker also explains that this rash of burglaries hasn't just been an isolated incident, but there's been many cases across the Litchfield area.
Within town here, we have several locations where larger vehicles are parked and stored for extended period of time. So those locations are where we're seeing this occur. Some are our business locations. Some are just where a larger vehicle has sat for a period of time where I think they may see that vehicle parked there. So if you could place those in a pretty easily viewed area, you certainly have security lights or a camera system to place them within the view of that, that ends up being really helpful. So, and in the rural area, same thing. I know a lot of people now have Ring cameras on their residence or on their buildings and those types of things, so make certain that those items are within view.
Junkyards are kind of known to be on the lookout for that type of stuff because burglaries of them do happen. But how are folks that do steal these catalytic converters, how are they turning them over to be able to get money?
Well, those items hold some intrinsic value as the metal is reusable, so they are finding ways to resell those either through the black market or, you know, open social media accounts and those types of things. So there is a market for them. They are kind of easy to unload, so they're something you should protect.
Here, before we go, anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to mention?
No, just that we're working diligently, as well as all the other law enforcement in the area, to try to both deter and detect these crimes. So we will be out looking for these individuals as well, and any help we can get from the public if they were to see someone around a vehicle that appears to be suspicious, to give us a call at the time of the occurrence, and that gives us an opportunity to try to engage with someone.
And again, that's Litchfield Police Chief Kenny Riker. And that concludes your Ag News here on a Friday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Friday afternoon, December 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.